Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arrested rage.
This is for you, haters.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot. And there is only one God. The Lord is our light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, not a devil trying to try me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower. Minute by minute, hour by hour, I become my dream. Every day, I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
Man, I won't feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more.
cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Need forgiven, He's dismissed. Guilt in my sin, and I find my worth cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth, but nothing on God's grace. My identity is found in Christ, the found in Christ.
Yeah, done, toes, nails, is that her? Well, it's hard to tell, cause she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't, but she's a saint, but so confused, cause she's been rejected by all these dudes. They tell her on a skeleton she's true, but that ain't true, but she only knew the price she is loved, she's secure and accepted. Never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a diamond, and she ain't got a front, cause it's obvious. Identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity will self-destruct. Our identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity will self-destruct.
I'm not the shoes I wear, I'm not the clothes I buy, I'm not the house I live in, I'm not the car I drive, no, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth. I'm not the known God's great work. Our identity is found in Christ, is found in Christ.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. I'm hoping everybody having a blessed night. Yesterday, last night, basically, we were just talking about the Orients and our background and everything else. You know, waking up all the black folks out here around the world, worldwide, you know, and knowing ourselves and waking ourselves up to do more, you know, to build, you know what I mean? And not just, you know, pertaining on religious figures and separating ourselves, but actually focus on ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and building and helping others at the same time, loving each other without separation. And that's what it takes to actually learning and going your background, knowing your knowledge. When you know yourself, yourself starts to wake up. Your true spirit starts to wake up. Your hidden self starts to wake up. But you got to do more on your background search, yourself. Because some people just stop from what they learn in America, but they don't go even deeper, and they're afraid. They have fear come into their hearts. You see what I'm saying? And when they let fear come in, once you let fear come in, it's blacking you out. You won't know true information about yourself. So that's when, you know, you have entertainment all around you. You will have religion is covering your sight, you know, and your true identity stripped away from you. And then they label you, you see what I'm saying, all types of names. You know, minority, criminals, or learning disability, or you're not just, you don't have no type of gift to just name you, you know what I mean? As a human being, this earth, we must conquer. Knowing ourselves, you know, because we are the universal creator children. So we made here, we are here to conquer, and we here to build, okay? They explain about last days, this, last days, that. Don't focus on that distraction. Just focus on doing righteousness. Focus on building your community and leave something behind for your children's children's children. You know, and that's the whole thing about it. From me learning about myself, we're here to build and leave something for our children. You know, knowledge and information. Knowledge to carry on and to wake up other people in our society that needs to be waking up. I have a small clip I want to let y'all hear on this Hidden Color. Y'all can get it, you know, Rasta City or some, you know, stores out here. They actually sell, you know, DVDs or whatnot. But Hidden Colors is a good documentary for you to listen to and to know yourself. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of something, something. All right? Give me a second. Richard Pryor, right? When he had his special back in 1977, there's a scene. And when you go deeper into that information, you only see black faces. You can go down into certain parts of Africa, down there, I forgot the name of the tribe, within the Bantu. You can look at them, and they have very high cheeks, and their eyes are completely slanted. So you can tell where the Chinese people actually ascended from.
It's just been awful how they did us on religion. And our people tend to think that even those who feel that they know that white Americans have mistreated us, their grandchildren or great-grandchildren, still mistreat us in a lot of ways. They still believe we're, but nobody would lie about God. When that's not true. People who are trying to subjugate another people and turn them into slaves, not just physically, but mentally, then they certainly would try to teach them that God looks like me.
A lot of people say it doesn't matter what Jesus looked like, it doesn't matter what God looked like or other deities. But the thing is, if it did not matter what Jesus looked like, why don't they show what the original paintings and pictures of Jesus looked like? Why don't they show what the original paintings and pictures of the disciples looked like? Because that's very important to know if it doesn't matter.
Michelangelo was told by the Pope to put the picture of the Holy Family on the roof of the chapel. Michelangelo said that, and the Pope specifically told him to make it European. Michelangelo explained to him that there are no models of a European Holy Family. And so he said, you'll think of something, and he did. He used his family.
We thought the only guy we had, the one that white people gave us, which was Jesus, okay? And he looked like them. And when we saw them, psychologically, we would transfer that that was deity. If it really was not important what he looked like, then why didn't he look like some of the majority of the people on Earth? Why would he look like the people who are the minority race on the entire Earth? We're not the minority.
People always ask me, why would the black church not get rid of the white Jesus and put a blue-black Jesus in place with a nappy head? Because black people would stop coming.
Not only did they hide the color of religious figures throughout Europe, they would hide the colors of other very important people, especially royalty in Europe. A lot of old paintings in Europe, they clearly show African-looking deities. They show the black Madonna and Child. This is all throughout Europe. They show black pictures of Jesus. They show African-looking disciples all over Europe.
And everything that you're looking at in the Roman Catholic Church today is the exact copy of what they got from Egypt. The high priest, the regular priest, you got the cardinals, you got the bishops, and then you got the Pope at top. So you had the pharaoh, you had the high priest, you had the priest, and so you have the same type of categorization of people and their place in the temple, but their purposes and what they were telling was different.
The racism rose because racism was a system. And prior to the system of racism evolving and
necessary instrument, then they took it off the road.
The origin of the name Europe comes from a Phoenician goddess named Europa. So the origin of the name Europe has an African origin because the Phoenicians, we're still dealing with black African people, the Canaanites and all that. When we talk about Phoenicians, we're still talking about black folks. Europeans were a group of Africans called the Grimaldi, who had migrated from Africa to Europe between 40 and 60,000 years ago. And in the process of evolution, many of them lost the Africoid genotype and phenotypical features and then went on to look more European-esque. You
in pre
the fight, the Roman fight up north into England.
The Russian language that we know today can be attributed to a black man named Alexander Pushkin. He created the modern Russian language because they were speaking French and other types of language there.
Had it not been for someone like Alexander Pushkin, Russians would be speaking French today.
A lot of people say that people like Leonardo da Vinci and Sir Isaac Newton, they created a lot of inventions in Europe, but a lot of their inventions can be attributed to the African presence that was in Europe, because there was a strong African presence and they were bringing in science and mathematics, so that's where all that came from.
Leonardo da Vinci, Galileo, you know, all of them studied with African people. They didn't come up with this. And when people talk about Leonardo da Vinci, the only question that I have as it relates to Leonardo da Vinci is, who was his teacher? Who taught Leonardo da Vinci brain anatomy? Who taught him about the airplane? Who taught him this? Tell me, who was his teacher? They can't tell you who the teacher is, because if they told you who the teacher is, they would have to tell you they were black.
Marco Polo, he was considered to be one of the first Europeans to make it over into Eastern Asia. And what Marco Polo did, he took something known as the Silk Road into Asia. And the Silk Road was already established by Africans and other Aboriginal people. And the Silk Road, they would travel this road and they would trade garments. And this is why Italy has always been known to be a fashion mecca. People always talk about the quality of Italian clothes. But when we talk about Italian fashion, where did they get that fashion sense from? See, the Italians got that fashion sense from the Moors and the Africans that went in there. They brought those silk.
Get all the little something, you know, hidden colors here and there, information about, you know, knowing yourself. Like I said, you could get that, this documentary, Hidden Colors, Part 1 and 2. 245, that's right. You know, and, go ahead and cop that, man. Just, you know, listen and get to know your knowledge. You know, get your knowledge and wisdom up. Know yourself. You know what I mean? Instead of just getting false information, you know, and just taking whatever they want you to take in, you should just learn yourself. You know more about your background. You know what I mean? Your ancestry, roots. You know what I'm saying? AncestryRoots.com. They be showing that in television. But anyways, man, just get more spiritual. Eat the right foods. You know what I mean? Stay away from television. Start creating. Learn more. You know what I mean? Get into martial arts. You know what I mean? Just get in tune with yourself, with one into the universe. You know what I mean? There's a lot where we talk about the Willie Lynch. I know that's the title of the show. Willie Lynch is something y'all also have to look through his little Willie Lynch letter. You know, dealing with the 1400s, I believe, or 1700s. You know, during slavery, you know, they changed up our names. You know, even though we are the Moors, we are the original Kemetic people. You know what I mean? They change up our names, change up our way of living and everything else, and they label us just to downsize us, depopulate us, you know, to distract us, to destroy us. And they destroy us with religion. They destroy us with false information about Messiah, knowing that ourselves is the one that have to lift up ourselves to get to know ourselves and being strong. But people have fear. And when you let fear come in your way, you won't be able to grow. So you have to find ways to get knowledge and wisdom and studying more, staying away from television, be more with nature. You know what I mean? Stay in tune with nature, you and God, the Most High, you know what I mean? Find yourselves and stay away from distraction, because there's so much distraction out here. People killing themselves for no apparent reason. You know, the only reason they're killing themselves is for material things and material gains, you know? And they don't know that knowledge is sweet. Knowledge is really sweet, and people don't know it. They don't want to go deep into their knowledge. They don't want to find out. They don't want to find out who they is. So they just gave up and be like, you know what? I don't care no more. Let me just have a good life and just do whatever I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Party, going to clubs and all that stuff like that. But people not understanding, you have to find yourself. Because you're going to wake up. Once you wake up, you're going to find out, like, yo, you know, what did I just miss here, you know? But Hidden Colors, that's the name of the documentary. I want y'all to check out, The Willie Lynch Letter. You know, The Willie Lynch Letter, that's on YouTube. Or just go to Google, do your research, go to libraries, man. You know, don't be afraid to learn. People gonna label you as whatever they want to label you. You know what I'm saying? How they see you. But you shouldn't worry. You should not even care about what people tell about you. You know what I'm saying? It's only you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So people gonna label you whatever and call you a nerd or whatever, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But you should just decide to go to school and learn. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and then we're going to go ahead and continue a little bit on the documentary, a little bit of Hidden Colors, you know what I mean? Give a little special sneak peek preview on Hidden Colors, you know what I mean? Your brother, Joseph the Dreamer, got y'all back. You know what I mean? Y'all got to find yourselves. Matter of fact, y'all got to get y'all own back and make sure you do that, you know, and find your knowledge and wisdom, get deep into yourself. And nobody ain't going to do that for y'all, man. You know, you should not even worry about other people, man. Just build yourself, man. Turn your dream into a reality. Make it happen. Get into your astral plane, meditation. Eat right, eat the right food. Stop eating meat. You know, I'm still working on that. I'm in that transition, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite and be like, oh, I'm not eating meat. I'm working on it. I'm eating vegetables more than I'm eating meat. You know what I mean? It takes time. So, you know, just stop, you know, work on that. You know what I mean? Stay away from television. You know, all this, you know, distraction people trying to put on you. You know what I mean? These entities or whatever. DNTs, whatever. We have to be powerful people out here, man, and be leaders. You know what I mean? And we can't wait on people. We have to do what we have to do, hands on. Because I'm a hands on person. I'm an action person. I don't just talk about it and sit there and don't do nothing about it. I'm a type of person that's a leader. That's likes to talk to people, help people out, and build a foundation and go out and get it. I learn for myself because certain things I've been doing all my life, people didn't teach me. I had a little bit of people teach me. The rest was just flawless that I was a born entrepreneur. It's in my blood. It's in my roots to create, to use my imagination musically, you know, a businessman that loves to do business, that loves to create. You see what I'm saying? Even though they say, oh, you're broke, you don't have no money, but that's just an illusion. The real deal is, are you creating? Are you making moves? Are you making action? And that's the thing. But some people's not creating, and they're not putting action on what they're going to do or what they're going to say. So, you know, and you waiting on other people, you count on other people, but that's not the way. Ourself is God. Ourself is master. You got to master yourself and your mind, and don't worry about what people tell about you. Don't worry about what people say about you, because whatever they say about you don't really matter. You see what I'm saying? They're going to like you, or they're going to hate you the next day. But until then, if you know that you know yourself, love yourself so you can love other people, even though they're going to envy you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you got to go deep into your roots. You got to go deep into yourself because other people don't know their self. You see what I'm saying? So I got a foundation I'm building, okay, for an example. You know, I got a record label. Still got to get some paperwork together, of course, you know, the whole corporation thing. And educating myself. I'm educating myself hands-on, communication with people, you know what I mean? Going online to speak my mind and to what I've learned to teach others, make sure it's accurate information because I'm still growing and I'm still learning. You know, you never too old to learn. Never stop learning. No, rule number one, never stop learning. But learn about your roots. Learn about the spiritual aspect of a life. You see what I'm saying? Get deep into your knowledge so you can reach to the peak, reach to that top, reach somewhere you've never been there before in your life. You see what I'm saying? Don't be in the same zone, the same spot every year. So this is what you do. You gotta get on what you gotta get in, man. I'm gonna go ahead and play a little something, and then we're gonna go ahead and continue this segment.
So fly clothes into Europe. Even the
matter of fact,
the
I'm gonna play the music.
Attributed to Italy. The thing
second.
Is, alligators are not.
Give me a second.
A brand new fit, looking cool, check. I'm looking in the mirror like, ooh, yes. A couple foreign insecure dudes, check. But she won't feel me and they won't like me if I ain't in them J's or them brand new Nikes. Let's dig deep from inside my psyche. When it's all said and done, even I don't like me. He live in the gym and his hair stay faded. Late model car, so they think he made it. He's Christian, he gave his life, but he's still ain't satisfied in the Savior Christ. Still finds his identity in looks and cars. If he only knew that he ain't have to look so hard. If he looks in God, it may seem odd, but he be so satisfied he can leave it all. Yeah. I'm not the shoes I wear. I'm not the clothes I buy. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the car I drive. No, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my words. But nothing on God's green earth. My identity's found in Christ. You be found in Christ.
Hey, how do I gauge success? What do I say I'm blessed? Huh? Is it the car that I drive, or the place that I rest, or the way that I dress now? Now, it's the cause of my pride, the stage and the set, on my face in the press now. Now, the applause it dies when the praise is blessed, if my face is depressed then. Then, cause my volume of works and the volume of the work I produce and the proof and the proof. It's the prize and the curse if defined by the purse when the truth is through, it's through. Man, I'm gonna feel like I don't wanna live no more, no more, no more. Cause they don't like me like they did in 04, 04, 04. So I swallow my pride, empowered by God, I'm complete in Him. He's got peace, God's peace I'm in. In His presence, weak His strength, meet His kin, weak His brethren, read this list. Me for Kevin, he's dismissed. Guilt in my sinning and I find my worth cause I'm Jesus' friend.
I'm not the shoes I wear. I'm not the clothes I buy. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the car I drive. No, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my words. But nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ. It's found in Christ.
I had done toes, nails, and that hurt. Well, it's hard to tell. But she's so caked up in all that makeup. It's like she's trying to make up for what she ain't. But she's a saint, but so confused. Cause she's been rejected by all these dudes. They tell her on a skeleton she's a two. But that ain't true, if she only knew. In Christ she is loved, she's secure and accepted. Never be rejected by God who's elected her. Her beauty is a godliness. And she ain't got a front cause it's obvious. Identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destructive. Our identity is found in the God we trust. Any other identity was self-destructive.
I'm not the shoes I wear. I'm not the clothes I buy. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the car I drive. No, I'm not the job I work. You can't define my words. But nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ. It's found in Christ.
Okay, back on. So basically, the topic what we was on actually was Willie Lynch, but most likely I was actually explaining on Hidden Colors. I actually had the documentary playing earlier for everybody to listen to get more information on what they need to know, you see what I'm saying, because we don't want to do long segments on everything, but it's best for y'all to go more detail on what y'all want to know on Hidden Colors, the documentary. It's out there in stores. Check it out. Y'all already heard a small portion of it. You see what I'm saying? And everything else will be straight, man. Just finding yourselves, man. Just do everything as much as you can to know yourself so you can start building, to be fearless, because people have too much fear in their heart and they never get a chance to, you know, be themselves and being the greatest. You see what I'm saying? Right. Like Muhammad Ali said, he's the greatest, but we could all be the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got Megarachi online, basically. You know, he's kind of a little late, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, a little late, yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, what you want to cover about Hidden Colors, man, so far? Because we was actually covering on the segment about Hidden Colors. I want you to go ahead and, you know, let people know more about this documentary, Hidden Colors.
Yeah, the Hidden Colors, you know, that's a good movie to watch. You know, it's a good movie to watch to know your whole history. You'll find out where all indigenous people came from. You know, it show you that with Africa, it show you that with Europe, it show you that people from different countries, Spanish people that's black, and it show you the original Europe people was black. It show you almost every state and country. Mm-hmm. And continent, or you know, like all over the world, they show you like who the original people were.
Japanese, Chinese.
Yeah, they show you all that, like every race, like they started from a black person. So yeah, that's a good thing to know, and they show you they was the first inventors and all type of stuff. So if you want to know your history, that's a good movie to watch. Yeah, Hidden Colors. And they have some amazing scholars that's in there. Phil Valentine, Booker T. Coleman, a couple of other guys. They even got KRS-One. You know, they have some good scholars.
Yeah, man. So yeah, back that up, though, man. Like, everybody that's listening, you know, don't just listen just to listen. Take action immediately, because you don't know how long this information will last, okay? You don't know how long this type of information will last. So that's why we continue saying what we got to say to wake up people, because you never know how long this information going to last, like I said, because they've been trying to cover information since, you know, nearly 5,000 years ago, maybe more than that. You see what I'm saying?
They show you that in the movie. They show you that the Vatican.
Yeah.
They, all the information, they got like 10 to 15 miles of stored lost information. So that's a lot of information that's hidden. Artifacts, documents, you know, probably like papyrus from thousands of years ago, more Egyptian papyrus or hieroglyphs that is hidden, you know, all type of hidden information is under the Vatican. The Vatican have all that. You know, it shows you that in the movie. It shows you that in Hidden Colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
when I noticed watching Hidden Colors, it's telling you that they're more afraid of us, basically. They're more, you know, like, they're more afraid of us due to the fact that we're very intelligent creatures in this planet. Okay, I gotta say it just like that. You know what I'm saying? Melanin people that we're made to conquer, man. We made to create every damn thing in this earth. We created every damn thing in this earth. You know what I'm saying? So and people don't see that. You know, our own people don't see that. They don't see that themselves. You know what I'm saying? But Hidden Colors is explaining a lot, man. Yeah, everybody should just listen to it. This is man. This is really deep. Really deep. I'm gonna go ahead and play a little something. I'm play a little bit more on the Hidden Colors, and then we're gonna close the session. It is 12:06 a.m. But yeah, man, we're gonna continue the segment here, man. I'm loving this, man. Knowledge is sweet.
But that's not necessarily the case, because you remember even when Barack Obama was trying to get elected in America, when people tried to slander him, they would say, oh, he's an Arab. So people know that an Arab is really means non-white, but they try to make the term interchangeable. They switch the term up at their disposal.
So that even if you did want to say Arabs, they're not Eurasians. They're mixtures of Eurasians and Africans that would congregate in certain areas once they came out of the Ice Age. Then they would come across, they would travel west into what we call North Africa. But they would not come in any large numbers until thousands of years after the fact. We know that Tariq was an African. He was the general that crossed over in July 711 into what we call Spain today. It wasn't called Spain. It didn't exist. These are little kingdoms, a king of Spain called Alphonse X. Very smart man. What he did was he began to translate the works out of Arabic. Now, Arabic is an African language, by the way. And Antara was the one that gave it syntax and grammar. Because prior to what we today call Islam, Arabic didn't exist. Arabic was the language of the Quran. And that came out of Africans. That Spanish and French and Portuguese, Italian, Romanian, these languages would codify themselves. Once the Moors came in and brought civilization and brought in a semblance of language and syntax, they then would take Latin and they would branch off and then you would have Spanish. That's why all of the languages are related to Latin. That's why they call the Latin languages.
A lot of the European royal family's coat of arms, you can clearly see depictions of Moors. Many of the original castles of Europe were built by the Moors. There are many Moorish castles in Spain, Italy, England. And some of these castles, they can be seen in Africa as well. A lot of people don't know that there are castles all throughout Ethiopia. We never see that on television. We always see the cats and the dudes in the mud huts and people starving in Ethiopia. But there are very well-designed castles all over Ethiopia. And a lot of the Moors, you can see pictures and paintings of them in castles in Europe. You can look at old paintings and see this. What you're looking at when you see the cathedrals, that's all Moorish architecture, taken to the extent to the next level. In fact, we know for a fact, and I have to get this specific book once more, but all of the cathedrals that you see built in England, the Isle of England, were built by the Moors. By the time the Moors got into Europe, the illiteracy rate was very high because there was no practical reason for people to read at the time because people were really trying to survive. So the only people who could read at the time were monks or religious figures. So the Moors went into Europe and they started to establish universities.
The first university created in Europe, the University of Salamanca, they created the education system that Europe adopted. They brought in what became classical music. They're the ones who brought architecture and fineries. In fact, it was so advanced that the teachers in the Moorish paradigm during in the Iberian Peninsula, the teachers under the Moors got the equivalent of $40,000 a year back then. That's how advanced they were. In fact, everywhere in Europe sent their best to go and learn there, just like they sent them to Timbuktu, just like they sent them over to Luxor, just like they sent them over to where all these areas where you see Africans and high sciences were, they sent them there to Spain to learn.
Well, the Moors brought in the first music conservatory into Valencia, Spain. They brought Ziryab into Spain.
Okay, that was a little clip right there, Hidden Colors, man. I'm digging this right here, man. This is pretty cool right here, man. But Yeah, man. Anything you want to say, Migarachi, before we go ahead and go off?
Yeah, you know, that's a good movie to watch to know your history. You know, I recommend it to anyone. You know, that'll give you the basis of everything, and that'll lead you to where you need to go at to research too. You know.
And to build.
That movie covered the bases. It basically tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So if you go to your research, it's like, okay, you already got all the information already. Like, you know. But, yeah, man, it actually helps you a lot to create, to open up more, to be more confident. Because they're afraid that black people, when black people find out about themselves, you know, and get off that Willie Lynch syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gonna be a lot of black people out here massively taking over. So if they see that, you know, that pride is gonna come in, you see what I'm saying, to take over and to build and create, you see what I'm saying, not take over as in, you know, oh, you know, conquer every territory, but just to, you know, economics and everything, teaching the right way for black education, black people, you know what I mean, having farms and everything, you know, having our own, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot to this. There's a lot deep information for us, man. You know, we need more doctors out here, man. We need more black doctors out here. We need more black policemen out here. You know what I'm saying? Or
system, though, we don't need, like, that.
Not the system, but, like, our own people, dog. You get what I'm saying, you know?
Because, you know, if we on a slave planet, so
yeah.
That means American police is the slave catchers.
Yeah, you're right. But we need more people.
Catchers.
We need more leaders. Let me rephrase that. We need more leaders, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's intelligent in law. Okay, you get what I'm saying. That's intelligent in law, science, math. You know, start learning. You know what I'm saying?
Science.
Because me, I think about going, taking like, you know, like law, like more like on correctional officer or whatever, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Go get a little degree on law or something like that. You know what I mean? On a law enforcement or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But doesn't mean you have to be a cop.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, Migarachi?
Yeah.
It's just like you taking martial arts, but you don't have to go out there and put you know, them.
Basically, you got to study the law. It's a good thing to study. It's the Black Law Dictionary.
Jump in martial arts right quick. Educate yourself away from TV. Be one with nature. See what happens.
Yep.
See what happens, bro. Tell you right now. Well, they see us as a weapon, so, hey, it is what it is, man. We're going to do what we got to do. Yeah, man. We're going to do what we got to do, man. And we're going to continue this show tomorrow night. You know, give a little bit more of Hidden Colors, and then we're going to start talking some more on the Will Lynch and everything. Shout out to Hugo the Boss. Shout out to my homeboy Bentley from Street Hype. He's doing his thing, you know what I mean? Website for hip hop culture and everything. But yeah, man. Yeah. 60 seconds, yeah. Okay. But we're going to continue doing what we got to do tomorrow night, 11:30, man. You know what I mean? Let's keep our heads up. Praise to the Most High. You know, stay in meditation. And I know a few of you are still learning about yourself, so stay in prayer. And do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do and know yourself, man. Stay away from television, man. You know, I don't know how many times I got to say that, but it's serious out here, man. Educate yourself. Stay away from the matrix. Get out of it. All right, man.
Stay away.
Stay away, man. Too many zombies out here. All right, we don't need no more zombies.
There's zombies walking around.
Yeah.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arrested grace.
This is what for you, Haiti. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord is our light, on the pain at night, He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost, that's why He was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health, time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow Him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when He calls.